This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. At news that Clinton team members are mocking and seeking to undermine the Catholic faith. Observers are saying such comments merely bring to the surface a radically repressive sentiment that essentially says that faith is fine as long as it bows to progressive political ideals like funding universal abortion and early death advocates' push for assisted suicide. Catholic watchdog Bill Donahue is calling for the firing of longtime Clinton ally and campaign manager John Podesta for such comments. Upon news of another billionaire pumping money into eugenic abortion and allied political candidates, a group of heroes is resisting the push for abortion in Latin America. 6 years ago, the world watched 33 Chilean miners rescued from the earth. This week, a number of those miners are repudiating abortion in Chile. Maternal mortality rates in Chile are among the lowest in the world, and pro-life researchers say abortion would harm that and the moral fiber of the nation. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, a lawsuit is being filed in California against abortion specimen brokers affiliated with Planned Parenthood, and manslaughter charges have been filed against a New York City abortionist in the death of a mom in a botched abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.